This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 12th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance and ControlWeedsNotFarming.com. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, it appears the EPA may be ready for announcement on volume obligations for renewable fuels. Paul Winters with Clean Fuels Alliance America says EPA is making preparations.
EPA received the review from the Office of Management and Budget just last night, and they've been signaling to the industry that the rule will be public tomorrow.
A post on social media this afternoon suggests the EPA's RVO for biodiesel would be less than the industry requested of 5.25 billion gallons. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley responded with a post saying, quote, "I hope the tweet I saw about lower biodiesel volumes isn't true. If President Trump wants 5 closed biodiesel plants to reopen and jobs in rural America, we've got to have the 5.25 billion for biodiesel." Winter says the industry is very clear in its request.
I think everyone in the industry, all of the stakeholders in the renewable fuel standard agree that at least 5.25 billion gallons for the biomass-based diesel volume in 2026 is the appropriate number. This isn't some figure that we all negotiated back and forth. This was a group effort to look at the actual production capacity, the actual availability of renewable feedstocks here in the United States. We all came up with the same answer, that 5.25 billion gallons is achievable and it's appropriate and it's the minimum number that would revive the industry.
Winter says the lack of clear tax incentive and volume direction from Washington has derailed the biodiesel industry.
With the uncertainty and policy that has existed over the past almost year, not just with the delay in the renewable fuel standard rules, but, you know, with unfinished tax credit rules, a lot of biodiesel producers, particularly the small ones, have had trouble in maintaining production, making deals for feedstocks. A number of them had to idle production at the start of the year, and now we're seeing those idled facilities start to lay off employees and put facilities up for sale. It's an unfortunate but very predictable outcome from the policy delays.
Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net says the oilseed industry must develop domestic demand.
But if it's not 5.25, there will be some disappointed people. And you're right, most are speculating it will be below that. I think what we have to be careful about is that ultimately, Jeff, you and I both know that we are losing export volume to South America on a yearly basis. Over the last few years, we've lost percentage, we've lost volume. And so I really hope that the administration understands that domestic consumption of beans is something we really have to be focused on moving forward.
In today's supply-demand report, the Department of Agriculture dropped this year's corn carry by 50 million bushels and next year by 25 million.
We thought maybe they'd raise exports 75 and drop feed and residual 25, but they just raised exports 50. So, in essence, we got to the same number. But I think most people felt like it'd come down. Average trade guess, though, was like 1392. So they actually came in below that. Most thought that maybe demand would go up 25. But even with all this being said, exports, I mean, we're 96% of today's estimate. You know, and so with that being the case, there's a real possibility that we're looking at another revision higher again in July.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Trial lawyers are using a discredited report from a World Health Organization sub-agency to attack a safe, American-made weed-fighting tool. This tool helps keep your food costs down, and without it, food inflation could double. Stand with American farmers and keep trial lawyers' greed out of our farms and food supply. Fight back at ControlWeedsNotFarming.com, paid for by Modern Ag Alliance. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.